Relics from the 14th century and copies of the Czech crown jewels will go on display in Moscow. That's during an upcoming visit by Czech President Miloš Zeman. Jan Wellinger has the details.
It's not often that one sees an exhibition of such rare treasures from Prague Castle abroad. These are to be exhibited in November at the State Historical Museum, located on Moscow's Red Square. Visitors at the show will, for example, be able to view St. John's reliquary. They'll be able to see a bronze candlestick dating back to the 12th century, or even to view a Renaissance kettle. More than 120 items are to go on display, says Marek Havlíček, director of the Czech Center in Prague.
There are about 126 items that are mostly from the Prague Castle collection, but some of them have been lent by the Metropolitan Chapter of St. Vitus's Cathedral.
The planned exhibition will also highlight the development of the Prague Castle complex, overlooking the capital from the time of the Přemyslid dynasty to the First Republic, which followed the founding of Czechoslovakia. The Czech Center's Marek Havlíček again.
Such exhibitions take place in Moscow relatively often, and attendance is usually enormous. Moreover, interest in Prague, the Czech Republic, and Czech history is really popular in Moscow.
The show in Moscow is reciprocal of a past exhibition of rare items belonging to the Russian Imperial Romanov family. That show was held at Prague Castle in 2011, and that exhibition attracted some 75,000 visitors. According to Havlíček, St. Ludmila's reliquary will also be a big attraction in November for believers, as the saint is revered by Christians not only in the Czech Republic, but also in Russia.
Older Czech saints are worshipped by both the Catholic and Russian Orthodox churches. There is a church in Moscow dedicated to St. Ludmila, and on her name day, special services are held and are a big attraction for believers.
In the Czech Center in Moscow, there will be an accompanying program to the exhibition, which will include concerts and lectures.